you know, one of the things that we learn, one of the things that we learn very much from Sfiras HaOmer, from this stage in time, is something that is fundamental about life. The Evan Shlema, the Vilna Gaon, in the beginning of the first. Can I bother you to the Evan Shlema on top, if you don't mind? Thank you. The Evan Shlema, I'll read it for you in a second, which is a Likut. It's a compilation of things from the Gra, from the Vilna Gaon. And one of the most powerful things, and I really want to talk about it because it's very subtle. A lot of the chevra who are used to, thank you very much, a lot of the chevra who are used to, who are going to hear this, myself included, it's definitely a discussion to talk about change. I think Shui Liefer, I think sad, b'shem, good, Avram remembers all these things. So Shlomo, I think he was quoting, Kiva, I didn't say that. I think he said, in your name, I think it was, who was it?
I don't know.
Good, I like that. That it's not about changing, it's more about growing. Yeah? What? Nice. Yes, that was you?
I actually don't remember.
Okay. So here's the way it goes. Let's talk this out. We'll talk this out, and we're doing everything to listen and to it's almost hard that you're sitting here without.
I know, right?
Okay. It's hard for me. Okay, we're almost there. We're all, another day or two left. Right, where does this come from? It comes from here, right? Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept those who I can change, the courage to change those who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. Here, I give shir at 7:30. On the 7:30, 12:30 America time, my Shalom Bayis year, and I wrote, less than 2 hours left, come join, change your life, and I wrote, meaning don't change, is what I wrote to the chat, change your life, don't change your wife. See, Rabbi Lazarus is even laughing, so that's a good sign. Change your life, don't change your wife. So Rabbi Baruch Shekivanti, because we can't change anyone. I didn't say you can't change your wife. I was going to say, yeah, of course I can't change my wife. If you met my wife, you know what I mean? That's how people, that's the stupidity. Sorry that I'm using that word. But that's, no, it is. It's stupidity to think, not in a bad way. Maybe it's not nice to say, but I could say myself. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I'm sichlus. Sometimes I'm foolish that I actually think I could change someone. And I forget. That maybe, I wrote, because we can't change anyone. Maybe you could change yourself. Maybe you could change yourself. And that's what I want to talk about today. Maybe you could change yourself. Because that's the line that Shlomo, that Shui said, B'Shem Shlomo, that it's not about changing yourself. It's about slowly, it's about growing. And I want to talk a little bit about it from the first thing. So Hashem, grant me serenity. So someone said that they said this once over. Moshe Kalish told me that Reb Shaul Alter heard that line because it comes from a Goyish source or whatever. It's not a Chazal, that line. Grant me the serenity to accept. It's from a Goyish. Chachma b'goyim tamin. If there's Chachma by the Goyim, you could believe it. Reb Shaul Alter said a great thing. He says, I'm not sure what the story with the changing yourself is, meaning you have to be very, very careful with that. You have to be very, very, very careful with that. The Goyin says in the beginning, the Goyin says, his opening in Evan Shlema's soul, says kol avoidas Hashem is talui betikun amidus. The whole, everything is based. This is really what Sfiras Omer is about. Sfiras Omer is about slowly, slowly fixing. I don't know what that's not changing. It's not changing. Fixing your midas. Yeah, Rabbi Shik, what do you say? Fixing your midas. Sort of tavlin. What? Oh, very good. So Rabbi Lazarus is saying it has to have been there before, as they say, barasi loy toiret, barasi yetzahara. Hashem created a yetzahara. I'll just say the Chazal, right? We all know the Gemara. And barasi loy, what does it say? Toira tavlin. What does that mean? A spice. A spice. A spice. That means I'm supposed to sort of deal with it. If a person, I think they say Reb Zisha, they say a story about the Rebbe Reb Zisha. We were in Zoichas Yeshiva. I'm sure many of you have gone there. We went 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't remember when it was. We went a while ago. We were there on his yard site, on Reb Zisha's yard site. He's buried next to the Mezer Chamagid. We were Zoichas Yeshiva to be there together. The Rebbe Reb Zisha, the Rebbe Reb Zisha is known, right? They say when he was a kid, he said, oh, right? You're named after Rebbe Reb Zisha. We have Zisha. Zisha left us. Reb Zisha's proud to have a Reb Zisha. Zisha. So they say when he was a little kid, it's documented. I assume it's not Lashon Hara. I guess he was a little kid. You could say he used to when he was very upset with his mother or something like that, he would hold his breath. And he was very, very stubborn. And he was able to, like, you know, hold his breath, and his mother would have to give in because of his stubbornness to the inyan. And his Rebbeim said, Be'ez Hashem, when he's ready to go into Avodas Hashem, he'll use that. Like Rabbi Lazarus is saying, you use your midas. It's fixing. And I think it works. It's not so much, for sure you can't change anybody else, because it could be that you're not even really supposed to, because people get nervous, right? Especially us, Mesil Sisharim, Morty could be, he's getting a little bit nervous. The guys who love Mesil Sisharim, we love Musar, everybody here loves that, right? I think they say, Reb Shach said, he gave a hesped about Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, and he was giving a hesped, and he says, I never met anyone like Reb Chatzkel, someone like Reb Chatzkel. So they came to him after the Leviathan. So you never met anyone like Reb Chatzkel. You met the Chavetz Chaim. You saw the Chavetz Chaim. What does that mean? You never met anyone like Reb Chatzkel. He says, Reb Chatzkel was a person, anything he wanted to do, he didn't do. Anything he didn't want to do, he did. What does that mean? It's a joke? Yassal is going to tell you what the name of the shir is. The name of the shir, a little bit is that, I don't know, am I, little by slowly, am I supposed to change? So someone would say, the whole point of being on this planet, As the Gra says, Iker Chayus HaAdam, and many of you have heard my diuk in this, Iker Chayus HaAdam, a person feels good about himself. A person feels good about himself when he does it little by slowly, when he looks at himself. I told this to someone recently, he says, I'm very jealous of somebody. So I said, first of all, that's very, very normal. It's very normal to be jealous. How do I know that? I'm a big psychologist because I read in psychology. No, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does it say? Hakina v'ataiva v'akavod mitzinas adam and oilam. It's a very normal thing to be jealous. It's a very, very normal thing to be jealous. I think they just put out the quote today. I saw Nachi put out a quote, which is so true. It mamish fits this. That it says, stop fighting the problem. We spend more time fighting our problem than working on our problem. So I told the person who's jealous, now how did I know to tell him this? Because b'didi avi uvda, because by me, I remember when I had this also, that there was somebody who I had a negative eye, and it bothered me, this person. And I was like fighting it, mamish, for a long time, a couple months, could be even longer than that. I was like fighting it. I'm like, oh, you're not allowed to be jealous, you shouldn't be jealous, right? I said should probably 1,000 times in my brain. Or whatever, beating myself up. Don't be jealous. Oh, you know, Yoni Fisher, you're jealous. What are you jealous? Blah, blah. And I said, Yoni, slow down for a second. Slow down. So maybe think about it. Think about it. Process it. Hashem is giving you a gift. Hashem is giving me a gift. He's giving me something. He's giving me something to internalize, to slow down. Who says that I have to change it? Maybe I need to learn more about myself through that. Maybe I'm here, because what happens is when we start talking about the Bali Musar, those who are working on themselves, the guys who are hard workers, and everybody here in this yeshiva works on himself. Everybody here wants to change. It's very subtle, though. It's very, very subtle. And you see by Sfiras HaOmer that it's like that. 49 days, little inch. It's like an inch. It's like an inch. So I put a little nail over here like this. I switch it a little bit like this. So what's the pshat Sfiras HaMidas, to break my Midas? Rabbi Shik, you had something you wanted to say?
The word for Peter, I'm just saying maybe be aligned.
Nice. Nice.
Like the ladder of Stephen Covey, you say the ladder needs to be put in its right
place. Put in the right place. Right. Right. When a person has, and I think it changes the whole way a person looks at things. Right? Because what happens? You start off as man, or you have a mission of something. One of the things that I don't say enough, and I know we could talk about this more and more, and I do not say it enough, is that goals come after dreams. You always have to remember that. Goals always come after dreams. If you find yourself setting goals, if you find yourself frustrated by the goals that you are setting, by the amount of whatever it might be that you're putting on yourself, it's not supposed to be something that doesn't come from within. It's supposed to come from within. It's supposed to come natural. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have external things that we need. We all need external things. Sometimes it's good to be jealous of somebody. I know that's hard to hear. Sometimes it's good to have taiva. It's good to have taiva. The tzaddikim never tell you don't have taiva. They say don't give in to your taiva. Don't give in to your desires. The tzaddikim don't say don't be jealous. Okay, you're not supposed to work on that you realize everything is from Hashem. The Mesil Sharm goes through it, and he talks about to realize that everything I have is exactly what I'm supposed to have, everything that I have. I spoke to the person, we were talking about the jealousy, and I said, I wasn't even sure for him to make a list, and this. I said, first, stop beating yourself up for being jealous. Sort of like give yourself more self-compassion. Hug yourself, whatever that means. Give yourself and recognize that I am human. I have taiva. When a person has taiva, to first of all and say, to recognize that I have taiva. That's a big blessing if you have taiva. People who are not well don't have desires. People who are not well are not so jealous. Jealousy comes a little bit from competition. I want to be successful. I want to be great. I want to reach a madriga. And the most important thing for a person to realize is that you don't reach things by looking. We don't reach anything by looking out there. Whenever you see that person who's focused, when you see a person who is totally focused on what he's doing, he's involved in what he's doing, and he feels good about what he's doing. He feels congruent. He feels my outside and my inside is very, very, very good. Is very, very good. You know, you could speak to, I want to tell you, I'm blown away by Avrami Hoshander. I'm very humbled by Avrami Hoshander for many reasons. But I happen to identify a lot with Avram Avinu. I love Avram Avinu. I mean, we love all of our Zaydas. Avram Avinu was very true to himself. Avram Avinu was true to himself. And because he was true to himself, and in his lifetime, he did not see, I mean, he saw greatness as a person. Avram Avinu was great. But all the dreams that he had were not fulfilled until after he passed away. It's not for now. It's a whole piece about Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was a person. Avram Avinu was a person who was so true to himself. To be true to oneself, to leave your family, and I don't mean leave your family in a negative way. I don't mean leave your birthplace in a negative way. People think that it's negative. It's not negative at all. When you're 18 years old, when you're 19 years old, Zvi Singer is a yid like that. Zvi Singer. All I'm going to say, she's going to know what I'm talking about when I say, right, when we saw, I don't know if Yehuda's here, when we saw, Yehuda's not here. When we saw Holy Schnitzel, right? Holy Schnitzel. To be walking around the Five Towns, and we love the Five Towns. The Five Towns is a beautiful place, a place where I lived for many years. We love the Five Towns. We love every Jewish community in the world. Every Jewish community is so beautiful, and there's so much to learn from. To be a strong Breslover in the Five Towns, and to be true to yourself, to be true to your Rebbe, to be true to the Torah, to be true to yourself, is who told me this recently? It has a negative twist, but it's a great shot. If someone told this to me, I apologize that I don't remember that you told it to me. They say v'heim lo yadu derachai. We say it every Shabbos. V'heim lo yadu derachai. What does that mean? V'heim lo yadu derachai. They say, do you know what heim in Yiddish means? Your home. So someone told me that one of the rebbes said, "V'heim lo yadu derachai." The home doesn't always know your ways. Your home doesn't always know who you are. Not in a bad way. It's not. It's sometimes. You know what the pshat is? Sometimes you're bigger than that. Sometimes you're bigger. I think Rabbi Avad Yosef said, sometimes when you see a little kid and he's jumping all over the place and he's climbing the walls and he's jumping all over the place, he's got AAEIC, above average energy, imagination, creativity. So what do they want to do? Give him medication, put him in a desk, you know, make sure he listens to the rules. V'heim lo yadu derachai. Maybe, says Rabbi Avad Yosef, his neshama is so big. His neshama is so big, he can't handle being in such a little body. So as you see, he becomes 12 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old. He reaches puberty. He gets older and older. He starts settling down. Why? Why does he start settling down? He was settled the whole time. Just he was a little kid. He had all these dreams as a little kid. They say, no, you got to do like this. You gotta do like that. You gotta do like this. You gotta do like that. It's so, so, so important. That's what I was talking about Avram. Avram, when you see people who live like Avram Avinu, when you see people who live like Avram Avinu, when you see Chevra, who are so, 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 and you know what? You could lose your friends on it. I mean it. Mesil Sharm says it. You could lose your friends on it. You could lose your friends. What? Echad Oya Avram, that's that famous piece from Rav Nachman. Echad Oya Avram. What does that mean? You could lose your friends on it. You could lose relationships on it. Not Chas V'Shalom by being mean to anyone. Chas V'Shalom, never, never. That what? You choose to live. It's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top. It's hard when you're 18, 19, 20 years old to tell Chevra to say, I'm not doing this anymore. And I'm going to make a right and not a left. And I'm going to be true to myself. It's hard to tell your parents. I can't tell you how many chevra I've seen here. And it's humbling because your parents, your mommy, your tati, and everyone's beautiful. But it's not about changing yourself. It's not about changing yourself. It's mamish not about changing yourself. It's literally about knowing yourself. And getting all the pieces out and understanding your koichus, understanding how powerful you are, understanding how beautiful, and that takes little by slowly, Sfiras HaOmer, counting Sfiras HaOmer, like we said the other day, Sfiras HaOmer is Belushin, Usfartim Lachem, they say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the pshat that you shine. When you tell someone your story, I was born like this, and I'm the oldest in my family, and I only have sisters, or I'm the youngest in my family, or I have a father like this, and I have a mother like this, and I have this like this. That's your sipur. That's your story. That's your story, and then you begin to shine. You begin to shine when you say, I have dyslexia. I can't read so well. I have a learning disability. I have a this. I've seen it. I'm mamish. I've seen it. I've seen it. I see they say who is it, the Maram Shik? Is the Maram Shik, you related to the Maram Shik? That's your anacle? So the Maram Shik was the one so they say a Maisa. You know the Maisa, your Maram Shik, anacle from the Maram Shik? Everything's making more sense, Rabbi Shik, okay. I'm not gonna say this over properly, but I'll get it, I've seen it written down. They say the Maram Shik, right? We all know the Gemara. There's the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara talks about how Yosef, different of our tzaddikim are a machayev on other people. Yosef is machayev on, I think, the Balei Taiva. I think he's one of the one, or Malchus. He had, I don't remember the exact, right? Reb Lezer, who was it? Reb Lezer was very wealthy. I don't know all the Gemara we have to, Reb Lezer ben Azaria. So they're machayev. What does that mean? It means if you go through a certain thing, then you show I could do it anyway. They say the Maram Shik said that he literally had to learn things hundreds of times, and he had a thick head. He said this about himself, and he had a learning disability, whatever it is. He didn't. It wouldn't go in. What? Who started in public school. Yeah, you did, Rabbi Lazar. A big Rosh Yeshiva, right? But it's true. And you know what the answer is? The answer is you have to look, you got to look at yourself. So they say the Maram Shik said that. He said that he went through whatever he went through. Doesn't matter if you're from Manchester, Ari. Ari K, everybody. The Manchester Rav. So it doesn't matter where you're from. You could be from a place that it rains all day, but you shine in the morning. You shine in the morning within yourself. You could come from, a guy could be from California where it's sunny all day, and he could be depressed. Your guy comes from a depressed place, and he could shine. And we don't judge anyone. There's zero judgment. There's zero judgment. That doesn't come from changing yourself. It comes from reaching within yourself. It comes from reaching within yourself and owning your story. And owning your story. Owning your story means that this is me, and I might be lazy, and I might have a lot of anxiety, and I might have a lot of nervousness, and I might have a lot of tainas on people. I might have a strained relationship with my father. I might have all of the above. I might have been kicked out of, someone told me they were kicked out of 16, could have a, someone told me they were kicked out of 16 different schools. 16 schools. What a schus. What a schus. You know why? I'll tell you why. I told this to someone recently. He's someone who's struggling to make a living, and he's struggling, and his mom has been working so hard. He's a little bit older. He's working so hard, and I told him, I said, you know, you're young still. He's about 30, maybe a little bit more than 30, and he struggles. He's doing well, but he wants to do more and more, and I told him, you never know when it's gonna rain. You never know when it's gonna rain. You never know when you're going to be that person. You never know when you're gonna be that person who things are gonna click, and things are gonna change, and things are gonna open up for you. Things are gonna start raining for you. things are going to start opening up. You have no idea. You have no idea. I've seen it with Shaduchim over and over again. I've seen, excuse me, I've seen it in so many areas. I've seen it in learning. You see a guy like Avram Rothman. Another Avram. I've seen it. Mamish seen it here. I've seen it here in the yeshiva, Avram Rothman. From day I've known him as a little kid running around camp. I know Avram for a long, known each other for a long time. And you see Chevra, and it's an inspiration. It's an inspiration. Because it doesn't matter, Rabbi Lazarus is here in this shir. He's sitting here. Rabbi Lazarus knows. We know when you get older and older, you see it's one of the benefits. It's one of the benefits of being a little bit older, is you see it. I'm blessed. I don't know how I was zaycha to be in a yeshiva, to be part of chevra, to be part of guys, to be part of chevra. To see when did your niggin? We're almost there, Elia. We're almost there. When did you know your song? I won't let go. You knew it was going to become the song? Did you know? No. What'd you do? You made a niggin. You made a song. You did it so people would love the song? Avi, we were saying the other day, I forgot when it was, on a hill, just here, I know it's not called, it was called Struggle?
Settle,
sorry, the opposite. Sorry.
It's all the same.
On a hill, right? Avi singing Alive. We're almost there, guys. Did you, when you made up that song, What? No sheiches. That he's going to sit there and people are going to sing his song. But you know what the pshat is? Are you ready? Oh, thank you, Hashem. This is a good one. Oh, see, I don't always get a matana like this. This is a matana b'schus Eli and Avi over here. Are you singing your song? That's the question. It's not if somebody else is singing your song. Are you singing your song? I guarantee you, Avi Friedler, Elia, I guarantee you, both of them, guarantee you they're singing their song to themselves. The fact that it overflows to everybody else. I sat by the Shabbos table every Shabbos day. To this day, I still do it. Blee nether, I do it. I don't do it because I got to do it. And I sing to myself. Hine yabai. That song I mamish, I hold, was like other Mauritian Shabbos Kodesh. I didn't know Rabbi Schick made it up. I know Rabbi Schick made up that song. He didn't even know that there's some guy sitting wherever I'm sitting, Shabbos, having Dveikus Bashem singing his niggin. Ma Kesher, what's the pshat? The pshat is, because I guarantee you, he connected to Shabbos. He connected to Hine Yoim Geula. And as I've said, and this is, I'm going to end with this, because this is everything. This is mamish everything. What do I need to count 49 days? Give me a break. Hashem does everything for us. Hashem takes care of us. Hashem could do anything. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Give us the Torah. I got to count. I got to put on the side. Because they did. It's brought down. The Medrash says that they actually counted. Hayom Yom Rishon. They counted. I don't know what they did Lag Ba'omer. L'chayra, they did something Lag Ba'omer also, even before Reb Shimon. L'chayra. Not L'chayra. Avada. Reb Shimon died on Lag Ba'omer because it was already there. So I'm sure Lag Ba'omer, they were dancing around bonfires also somehow. I'm sure we'll have to find that somewhere. But why? Why did Hashem do it like that? So I think that one of the reasons is like this. I think, and I'll end off with this. When you sing your song, nobody could take that away from you. When I'm singing my song for everybody else, so I need everybody else to sing my song for me to sing my song. When I'm singing my song, when I'm owning my story, and I say, it's me, 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 and me. Nobody can take that away from you. When I know, when I look in the mirror in the morning, when I look at myself, I'm the only one who knows. We said it the other week, V'yareisa melokecha. Nobody knows if you saw, right? I'm zoicha, whenever I see, I love when Rabbi Lazarus comes into the Beis Medrash, because I have a schus. I have a schus to stand up for Rabbi Lazarus. When I see him from, I when he walks in the morning, and we're zeichet to have, that what? Because Rabbi Lazarus is a besides, is, it doesn't say it's just tam. It's a shakana chachma, a tam chacham. So it's a schus, for real. Nobody knows. I could say, I didn't see him from the corner. That's what Chazal say. I didn't see him. It's hard sometimes to get up. It's hard to sometimes to get out of your chair a little bit. But there's only one person who knows that. That's you. There's only one person, Mirz Hashem, when there's a knock at your door, because it will happen. You'll be eating supper. You'll have a long day. Because it usually happens like this. You'll sit down. Finally, you could talk to your wife a little bit. You could listen to your wife a little bit. You could say hi to your children. You could take a breather, and you're ready to eat supper. What happens to you too? And then what happens? They knock at the door. Oh, it's the mishulach. Someone collecting money. It's hard. Nobody knows. Hashem, don't test me. Please don't test me. I think it usually happens after I talk about it. But don't test me because it's hard. Sometimes I'm busy. Sometimes I'm busy and I'm home and I'm this. And then it's like, okay, finally I could schmooze with my wife a little bit, talk to my kids a little bit, say hi, blah, blah, and then, okay. And usually they come a few at a time. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But what's the pshat? Only you know deep down in your heart. Same with Shmir Zainayim. Same exact thing. That's why I love Shmir Zainayim. I love Shmir Zainayim because it's so personal. I love Shmir Zainayim because it's so perfect, because there's only one person you could talk to about that. That's yourself. And everybody struggles. Everybody struggles. Nobody, yeah, but we struggle because we live in a world where it's thrown at us. We live in a world where it's thrown at us. And not to get down. Of course the Yetzer Hara wants you to get down. No, don't look at it that way. Say, this I'm doing for me. I'm doing this for me. When you're jealous, nobody knows that you're jealous. That's the old, I told you that. I told you the chever this. I said, it's one of the chizuks I had from jealousy. It helped me with my own jealousy when I was younger. Because I realized that everybody's jealous of everybody. I don't know when I realized that. But I was like, everybody's jealous of everybody. So we're all jealous of everybody. So why doesn't everyone just stay put? And then you're good. So don't be jealous of him. He won't be jealous of you. You be you. He be, right? I think one of the tzaddikim said that Rabbi Aaron from Karlin, I think they say B'shem Rabbi Aaron, he says, why don't you be like Avram Avinu? He says, I wish I was like Avram Avinu. Because if I was like Avram Avinu, I'd be this big tzaddik, I'd be this big thing. Avram Avinu is mamish. I've seen this brought down. I wish I was like Avram Avinu. So he says, okay, so if I'm like Avram Avinu, that means Avram Avinu has got to be me. So why do I want to be like Avram Avinu? Because I want to, so let Avram Avinu be him and let me be me. What does it say? Well, my good friend, Mike D said, you might as well be you because everybody else is taken. So be you. Everybody else is taken. Everybody else is taken.
Find somebody.
That what? Right, to say it. Right, it's hard. Right. Right. I think Mayer, thank you, Rebbe. I think Mayer Mattel said when we did the group the other night, so beautiful. And he said, when someone says you have to admit that you have a problem, almost like what Rabbi Lazarus is saying. He says, when someone says you have to admit that you're an alcoholic, you have to admit that you have a taiva, you have to admit. It's one of the things, one of the first step, I think. Might be one of the steps. Number one, I have to admit. So he said, Mayer said, it's not about admitting it to somebody else. It's about telling it to yourself. It's okay. So I'm jealous. So I have my tivus. So I have my shortcomings. Welcome to the club. So I have my Shmir Seinayim. I got to work on my Shmir Seinayim. Who doesn't? It's one of the things I could say to him, right, Rabbi Lef. Say it, I think he says. Rabbi Lef, I'll end off with this. We'll do a quick halacha. Rabbi Lef. Rabbi Lef is a big, big Adam Gadol, a very, 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 very big tzaddik. I have to get him here. I feel bad every time I see him. I say, I got to invite him to come. Invite him. Rabbi Leff, I'll never forget this. Purim, how many years? It must have been the first couple of years of yeshiva. So you're talking about eight, nine years ago. And Rabbi Leff at night would come. It was before the Beis Medrash was here, and it was in the shul. So Rabbi Leff used to come at night, and we used to walk him back home. Mamash around the corner. So we walked back with him like 10, 11 guys. What? Great story. We walk him to his door, and the guys are asking brachas. Rabbi Leff then was, what, in the 70s probably? Someone says, Rebbe, can I have a bracha? It's Purim night. He says, Rebbe, can I have a bracha for Shmiras Einayim? He said, sure. He says, now you give me a bracha for Shmiras Einayim. Unbelievable. So inspiring. Everybody according to their level. Everybody according to their level. An 18-year-old might have a different Shmiras Einayim than someone who's a little bit older. You always have to be. Like we learned in Mesil Jesharim. Shmiras Einayim could also be, again, I'm not getting into this now. Shmiras Einayim could also be that you're showing yourself. I was just talking to Yosef Zupnik, Michal's father, because he was close with Baba Elazar, Baba Sali's grandson, the one who was murdered, the one who was killed a few years ago, longer than a few years ago. So he said he mamish, you know, he built a tunnel in his home. He had steps in his home from his house to his Beis Medrash. He covered himself all the time. It's not just Stam to look at things that you're not allowed to look at. It's, I'm not looking at anybody. They say Velvel Cheshen was one of the tzaddikim. They have a book called the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, the 36 hidden tzaddikim in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Revelvel, Rebbe, you met Revelvel Cheshen? He was, yeah, you did. You remember him? So his grandson told me that after he passed away, they found his glasses. He had sunglasses. And it came out that they saw inside the glasses were also painted that he couldn't see outside. I'm telling you, there wasn't anything he's seeing in Mea Sharm anyway. What does that mean? So people say, oh, I gotta be a frum guy. No, you're not a frum guy. You're a free guy. You're not frum. It's not about frumkeit. Don't look at this one. Don't look at this. It's called being free. It's called I'm not an Eved. I'm not an Eved to anybody else. I'm true to myself. And little by little, when a person taps into himself, when we count every day, that was the answer. When we count every day, you're coin it, you take it slow, David. David Winter, everybody. I met you in I probably met you way before then in the summer. You're sitting right next to me. So I remember. Asking questions. What's this? What's that? That's what we gotta do. That's what we have to do. We have to understand, try and figure out how can I have a better relationship with my father? How can I have a better relationship with Hashem? How can I have a better relationship with myself? How can I learn better? How can I learn to accept myself more? How can I learn to live the life that I wanna live? And stop answering to everybody but me. Because when I'm answering to everybody else, I'm not answering to myself. I'm answering to everybody else. Okay, negative facial expressions. Lashon Hara is not just saying things. People don't realize this. Page, day 25, page 72. Very, very, very careful. You have to be very careful. You roll your eyes. You smirk a little bit. Especially nowadays with writing, you have to be very, very careful on chats. Very careful. So if you're on a chat with a lot of people, I don't know, can I know with the yeshiva chat, not that there's a problem, nobody will speak any Lashon Hara. You have to be careful. Be very, very careful when you just make a facial expression or writing. Lashon Hara is not just talking. Nice. Can't do Lashon Hara with the Shinoi. It's true. You have to be very careful when you write things in a group. Be very, very careful. And JK doesn't work. Just kidding. Does not mean that it's not Lashon Hara. For real. You can't. It's not joking. You have to be very, 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 very careful. Hashem should help us light up tomorrow with today. Have an amazing week, everybody.